Isn't that wonderful?
Marvellous.
Schnabel always had a very special feeling for dance music. And he once told me to play one of the more Hungarian themes in the last movement of the Brahms B-flat with my hips. I'll leave you to guess which bit that was and whether I did as I was told or not. A lesson on anything that interested him could last up to 3 or 4 hours, something which made him, incidentally, the least expensive teacher in the world. To sum up, as I'm sure, Alan, you've got lots of other questions.
I have indeed.
He stressed in his teaching those qualities which we had come to recognise as uniquely his in his own playing. First, his tone, which was quite unlike anyone else's.
Yes.
And which came from his unique power of individualising all the parts, all the voices of every phrase. Even to individualising, of course, each single note of every chord he played. Then there was his rhythm, which we've just heard so delightfully exemplified in the Weber Waltz. That was equally characteristic. It was never produced by extraneous accents, which he spent a lot of time removing from our performances, as you may imagine, but by the most careful placing of each sound. As he frequently put it to us, rhythm is a matter of proportion and not of accent.
That's very interesting.
Yes. And finally, there was the extraordinary poetic freedom of his playing. This he had a way of making clear to us, to his pupils, by inventing little sentences which he would sing to a given phrase, not only to show the mood of the music, but also to show the actual stress of its syllables. For instance, in the rondo of the Schubert sonata in B-flat, how does it go? He would sing, Ich weiß nicht, ob ich lachen, ich weiß nicht, ob ich weinen. Well, in rough sort of English, what is it? I know not if I'm smiling, I know not if I'm sighing. Which, of course, hits it off perfectly.
Mm, really. Mm.